Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Manly 34, West Tigers 16. 3 minutes and 40 to go. Garrick from the sideline looks good. And over she goes. 36-16 down to the sideline to Brent Reed.
Well, it's a pretty comprehensive win in the end, isn't it? Nice touch there from Kieran Foran. I'll try and grab him after the game just to confirm that news that we mentioned in the first half, that he is bound for the Gold Coast Titans next year on a two-year deal. So we saw that there a glimpse of what the Titans will be getting, a really classy footballer, and he'll be a good addition for them.
And, you know, Wado, Manly have got a lot of these players like Garrick and Croker. They're just good players that give 150% every week.
Yeah, definitely. And to be honest, when you have guys like Daly Cherry-Evans and, you know, the Trbojevic boys, that's what you need. You need guys to really be out-and-out first graders, good, solid first graders who turn up every week and do their job and get the team going, because you know you have enough class with Tommy Turbo at the back, and you know you have enough experience and leadership in the team with DCE, a great kicking game. So they've got the big picture stuff sorted, and then they need all these other guys just to fill in and get the little picture stuff sorted, and they do a great job. That's why they're the team they are, and that's why they went on that run last year. And, you know, they were probably the form team of the competition towards the back end of last year with the way Turbo was playing. So they're just great first graders, and they're a great team.
Okay, ball's played by Brooks, comes across to Jackson Hastings and ends up with Yutoya Kamanu, and he'll play it 10 metres out from the Manly line. And as he does play it, and a dummy half goes Simkin, who might get a try, or is he stopped just shy? And I say once again, the online defence this year has been a highlight. Out of dummy half, who barges their way over? I think it's Joe Offahengawi, and this will be no question. This will be a try. Offahengawi gets a late one, and he's looking for some sort of a miracle. He's saying to his boys, let's race back on time, because we might score 20 points in 2 minutes. 36 points to 20. Manly lead the West Tigers.
Yeah, that's exactly what he's got to do. Sorry, Wado. That's exactly what he's got to do. You know, short kickoff, got the football back. Madge doesn't want him to give up. And yeah, Simpkins goes through. He tries to create a little bit of magic there from dummy half. Gets a quick play of the ball. Leaves Tapau on the ground. And because he can't get up and get to his feet, Offahengawi has no other option but just to try and dive over there. And Desi will be disappointed that they've leaked the last couple of tries late in this contest after having it well and truly sewn up. But other than that, their goal line defence, Manly, has been pretty good. And, yeah, they've totally dominated this one. But a little bit of a late consolation there for the Tigers.
Eddie and the boys at Waverley Council loving the call this afternoon. And also, Rod the chemist says he was at Girdler's DY today enjoying a nice cup of coffee and a bran muffin. You still selling those bran muffins?
Apparently.
There it is, right over the black. Maybe he could have
been one. If Rod's eaten one.
Well, he could have gone BYO brand muffin.
Nah, you're not bringing a muffin into my place.
Really? No, no outside muffins.
No BYOM.
Manly 36, West Tigers 22. Down to the sideline, our man, as they used to call him at the Brisbane Strikers, Mr. Peabody, Brent Reed.
It's funny you mentioned Girdler's Groin. I'm actually heading to DY Beach straight after this game for a bit of a picnic. I'm going to go into Girdler's Groin, see if I can nab myself a free coffee. I'm going to drop your name, Gerbs.
Yes,
Gerbs.
There you go,
what
Reedy.
Do you think?
I'll let him know you're coming,
mate. Let him know I'm coming.
I will. Your chances are good.
Yeah, well, I'm going to pop in too. I'm going to pop in too, because I just want to say happy Mother's Day to your beautiful wife, Gerzy. There's a kickoff taken by the West Tigers on the full, and the ball is with Peachy. Peachy then sends a pass across to Offahengawi, who gets the pass away then onto Simkin. They're going to try and score again. Manly 36, West Tigers 22. 2 minutes left in the game. Offahengawi at dummy half. Jackson Hastings will never stop trying. Gets it away to Zane Musgrove, but the Trbojevic's team up and pull him down. And he'll get up and play it back out of dummy half. It goes to Hastings. Hastings goes to Brooks. Brooks gets it away to Peachy. Peachy tries to step inside to a Palutu, who pulls him down 9 metres inside Manly's end of the field. 90 seconds left in the game. So now we go Hastings. Hastings then gets it away to Offahengawi. Throws one across to Garner, who scored a lovely try earlier in this game. And he's going to be taken by Kurt DeLewis, is it? And he'll pull him down. No, it's actually Kepi. He'll get up and play it just inside West Tiger, Manly territory. On tackle four, fellas, don't forget you've got to start working out your points. As Hastings gets it to Brooks, it's a sloppy pass. It's picked up by the stand-in fullback Stafford Toa. who's going to be taken by some good Manly defence with 1 minute left in the game. Manly 36, West 22. Jackson Hastings, nice, neat little kick. Who's there to pick it up? Off of Hingawi, kicks it again, but it ends up in the arms of Reuben Garrick, and Garrick will get away from one and get away from two, Reuben Garrick, and still going, Reuben Garrick, and will get up and now play at 10 metres short of the halfway line. 33 seconds left in the game. Now, this is an interesting one. We'll come back to this. Or will we? Let me... Gary from Northbridge says, when you're playing football, Wado, do you ever think about having a beer while you're actually out on the field?
Right now, if I was in the Manly team, 16 seconds ago, I'd probably be thinking about maybe that beer in the shed.
Right, okay. All right, that's a good question. This is let's get to the big questions. Here's DCE, neat little kick picked up though by the West Tigers, and that'll be all they wrote. The full-time siren sounds in the background. Manly have beat the West Tigers 36 points to 22, and as always, the game has been thanks to Ream, who have been a proud sponsor of ours for some 10 years, and we've always been proud to be involved with them too. Macca's, of course, where we go and get our nuggies and our fillet of fish. Macca's rewards have arrived. Value means more at Macca's. It's full time, so no doubt now we'll get ready to get some interviews down there on the field. But a well-deserved win. I think I know somehow where you blokes will go with the Man of the Match award and a triple Trbojevic effort. I know you guys were just arguing earlier. Who has decided to do the points today?
Oh, I'm happy for Gerd to take it.
Well, Gerds is...
Okay.
All right. Well, Gerds isn't a current NRL player, so that's probably more fair.
Okay, sure. Do you want me to do them now, or are we going to wait for Rudy's interviews?
We'll do the interviews in case they persuade you a little bit more. We'll do the interviews first. But we're just waiting for Rudy to
get... Oh, no, they're locked in. They're locked in. Whenever you want me to do them.
They're locked in.
Do you want me to do 1 point now?
Oh, you could tease us. You could give us the 1 point.
I'll give you 1 point now. One point.
All right.
For the man of the match, 3-2-1 today goes to... Two try hero, Ben Trbojevic.
You gave him the 1 point.
I gave him 1 point, yeah. I thought he was really good today and, you know, played a really important role in this convincing win by Manly. He was limited opportunities but came up with a couple of really good tries and a nice try assist and defended really well all afternoon. I think he can take the 1 point away.
Okay, that's for home loans.
Do you want me to do the 2 points?
Yeah, do the 2 points.
Lachlan Croker, I thought he was fantastic.
He's
this
a great
afternoon.
Player, Lachlan Croker.
You know, 37 tackles, played 80 minutes, ran for over 100 metres, couple of nice line breaks and brought the forwards onto the ball really well. And you spoke about him being the unsung hero of this side and thought he was at his absolute best today. Do you want me to do the 3 points as well?
No, hang on to that one. We'll do the old-fashioned radio thing where we hook them through. Homelines.com.au. Let's go down to Reedy because he's with Josh Alloyer.
Josh, you enjoyed that try.
Yeah, really happy about that. First time getting over for the Manly Seagulls. Really happy off the back of an inspirational effort from Jake and Toph Sipley, getting a turnover for us. So I think I owe them coffees this week.
But the help was against your former club too. Enjoy that a bit more.
Just happy to get over the line. Happy to score a try. Front row is don't score them often, so I enjoyed it. Happy to have my family here in support. Very grateful to be at this great club and opportunity given myself and my family, and I can't thank them enough.
Mate, they made life difficult for you. It wasn't that easy. I mean, it was from the first half in particular, it was quite a challenge.
Yeah, life isn't easy, mate, so it's all good. We keep moving forward, we overcome, and just really happy with where I'm at, myself, my teammates, my family.
Big crowd here too, I mean, that's nice.
Thank you, Four Pines. It was awesome, sold out today. We could feel it, we could hear it. They really edged us on.
Thanks, Josh.
Thank you.
Okay, good on you, Josh. And I know you mentioned you want to get the guys a coffee. Shout them a coffee. Please, Josh, just to know, take the whole team, the family, the kids, just take everybody down to Girdler's at DY. The coffees are on Ryan Girdler.
Yeah.
So don't be afraid, mate. And don't look. Tell everyone, get down there and get a coffee.
Yeah, they can just use their VIP pass, you know, where they buy nine, they get the 10th one free. They must almost be there by now.
I think they should buy one and get nine free.
Oh, yeah, right, okay. Now, you want to go to the 3 points so we can wrap this baby up and get on out of here?
Well,
that's a good decision.
Hang on. We've got to take a break. We're just seeing if we can't get
it. Do we have to?
We've got Kieran Foran, so let's just go straight down to Reedy.
Kieran, you know, that wasn't easy for you. They made you work for it, but you must be happy with that performance.
Yeah, reasonably happy, mate. We struggled to put on points early on there in the first half, but able to do it at the back end of that first half, which was good.
We saw some young talent, Sean, young Kohler, and obviously Benny Krajovic.
We did, mate. They were outstanding. That just shows you the youth and talent we got coming through at this club. And I thought Benny was outstanding. He late call up right edge. He was meant to be playing left centre, and Hamole pulled out. So, he filled in really well there. And, I thought Tolu was outstanding as well.
Give us an idea what those Krajovics are like around training. They into each other? What are they like?
They're good, mate. They throw a bit of banter around. They're pretty vocal guys, but just ultimate clubmen, really good fellas to have around the joint, always positive. They always lighten the group, and, as I said, extremely good footballers as well.
I've got to ask you, Fozzer, the story came out during the game that your Titans bound. Can you clarify where you're at in terms of your future?
Yeah, look, it's more than likely I'll be heading there. I don't want to say too much about it now. Obviously, there'll be a time and place to discuss all that sort of stuff. I just want to get through the game and get into the sheds with the lads. But it's looking that way.
How do you feel about that, Foz? You've had a lot. You know, obviously came back to Manly and reinvigorated your career, I guess. It must be a difficult decision for you.
It is, mate. In an ideal world, it would have been brilliant to stay. But I'm at a stage in my career where I've got to think about what's best for me and the family and. I think it presents a great opportunity as well. It's a decision that it took a bit of time, but happy that I'm able to move forward with it now. And as I said, there's a long way to go this season yet.
Thanks, Foz.
Thanks, mate. Tom.
There it is, Kieran Foran, and thank you too to Reedy, who. Being a first-class journalist that he is, and he is, he kept pushing, and we got an answer there from Kieran Foran. So no question he will be bound for the Gold Coast Titans next year. Now, we're going to take a break and come back, and we'll get the third point. So just wait right there, Gerds. I know you're dying to tell us who is your homeloans.com.au man of the match. We'll take a break and come back as Triple M rocks the footy.
The Triple M NRL Play of the Day.
Cole has got it away to DCE. DC's only got to beat the fullback, and he does beat the fullback. Gets over the 10. Oh, DCE, beautiful play. Kohler and DCE just combined for a wonderful Manly try. Now, for homeloans.com.au, we've been talking about the best and fairest, and we've been having a little bit of fun with it today. So let's just go through it from the start. You gave 1 point to young Ben Trbojevic.
Are we still talking about the Manly game?
Of course we are, yes.
Oh, we are, okay. No, that was that long ago, yeah. I think 1 point got the Ben Trbojevic, I think. 2 went to Lachlan Croker, and I think it's undeniable the best player on the field today from either side was Daly Cherry Evans. He's been Manly's most consistent all year. He was outstanding again today, and he gets the 3 points.
Okay, so now let me just, before we go anywhere, boys, get your tips, Tigers, Cowboys. I beg your pardon. It's not the Tigers Cowboys. Next week's Tigers Cowboys. Roosters Titans next. Who do you like?
I think the Roosters, after last week, find a way. The Titans do there, and they're in all sorts of trouble at the moment. I haven't just seen sort of any progress throughout the season for those guys. And I think the Roosters will probably win this afternoon and win quite comfortably.
Wado?
Yeah, Gerd summed it up for me. I'm leaning towards the Roosters for much the same reasons.
And then we have the Cowboys, who have just... Nobody really knew what the Cowboys were going to do this year, and they're doing exceptionally well. They're right up there in the top four. Cowboys and Wado, nobody thought the Knights would be that bad.
Yeah, so, again, for that reason, I'm tipping the Cowboys up in North Queensland. They've played really well out of the stadium up there, defending really well. They've been playing such a great style of footy, so I'm going to tip the Cowboys. But I will say my fellow band member, James Graham, in the hour before the last game, said he had some sort of feeling, a little feeling about the Newcastle Knights. So I don't know if anyone wants to get on the back of James Graham. Good. Do you want to get on the back of Jimmy?
No, I think I'll leave that one alone. To be honest, Wado, look, unfortunately for the Knights, injury is going to play a part, I think, in the outcome of tonight's game. Young Crossland goes into 7, Tex Hoy goes into 6. Obviously, their regular halves, who had a decent start to the season, won't be taking part in that one. So, yeah, just a really disrupted preparation. And the Cowboys coming off the back of last week's... Well, they've won three in a row, haven't they? But last week's been big win over Parramatta. I think only complacency can beat the Cowboys. But up there at Countryback Stadium, I think they'll put on a little bit of a show for the home fans.
Okay, and just we get a lot of inquiries about the two Grahams, the duo, and when they will start and when they will sing. And as I have said, the management of Bankstown RSL said they are fully supportive. They want to get these two on the stage. We have come up with a song list, not to tease too much. They're going to open up with the old classic. Just take those old records off the shelf. What do you call that song? Old Time Rock and Roll. They're going to kick off with a little bit of that. They're going to go into Summer of 69. That's as far as we are at, and we will give you the date when the two Grahams perform live at Bankstown RSL. That's just about it for us. A couple of games tomorrow, which, of course, you can catch on the Triple M network. Oh, but what I did want to ask you before we go, what about Parramatta beating Penrith, Wado?
Well, that was by far, for me, the game of the year so far.
Yes.
Just a brilliant game. Right from the kickoff, both teams, just the intensity with which they ran the ball, the intensity with which they defended, and... You know, it was brilliant. And for Parramatta to go to Penrith and do what no other team has done in how long has it been? Almost 18 months?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, since 2019.
Yeah. So, yeah, wonderful effort. And, you know, a couple of probably missed goals from Nathan Cleary, uncharacteristic.
Yep.
I can't even get it out.
I know
sorry.
What you're saying.
But, yeah, it was a brilliant game. What were your thoughts on that, Gerd?
Yeah, I just thought Parramatta there had – yeah, plenty of reasons just to, you know, drop their bundle. They had that really tough call going in at half time with kick out and the knock on, and they probably sort of dominated that first part and then went in at half time and then came back out after half time. And you spoke about how hard they are to play out there and had a try scored against them. And then, yeah, Fisher Harris drops that ball, and for the next 15 minutes, I think Parramatta just totally controlled, won the contest there, and went on with it in the end. So well done to them.
Good on you, boys. Always good to catch up. For Ream Hot Water, bye, Triple M Rocks the Footy. Maccas, Triple M Rocks the Footy. We've got this next game coming up for you on the Triple M you are listening to, or, of course, via the Listener app. Triple M Rocks the Footy.
Triple M NRL game highlights.
Tigers 15 metres out. They've tackled all game. Now they're in a chance to score a try here. And now a penalty goes to the West Tigers. We're still nil all. Here goes Jackson Hastings. Straight and hard. Then he pops a pass back. Then the kick for the in-goal area. And Bullimore gets barreled over the dead ball line. Well, that's good play, Wader. Comes out now to Kapoa, the winger, who goes over untouched. And as long as he hasn't put a foot in touch, the West Tigers have scored first.
There's going to be an issue. That try will be disallowed.
Jerry Evans at dummy half. He got it away to Ben Trbojevic. And you know what? Ben Trbojevic scores the first try of the day. And the locals go absolutely burko. Here it comes out to Dylan Walker. He gets it away to Tommy. And then he finds Reuben Garrick on the wing. And Reuben Garrick goes over for a lovely try. Picked up by Kohler. Down the sideline he goes. He gets away from Gildart. He steps inside Brooks. And then Gildart comes at him again. 38 seconds left. They're playing 12 men. Gets up and plays it back. Broker once again. And then it goes out to DCE. He floats one across numbers. Ben Trbojevic gets the pass away. Then on to Tuipulotu, who goes over in the corner. And West Tigers only have themselves to blame for that. Cole has got away, got it away to DCE. DCE's only got to beat the fullback. And he does beat the fullback. Gets over the 10. Oh, DCE, beautiful play. Kohler and DCE just combined for a wonderful manly try. Carter down the sideline, only for the 30. Jogo's chasing him. He's got there, Garner. A try for the West Tigers. And now Ryan Girdler. Now they're back. Oh, here they come, the West Tigers. Where's this been? He gets it back to Simpkin. He throws it to nobody. It's going to be picked up. This will be six more. It's flicked back. The ball comes across now from Staffatoa. Out to Peachy. Out to Peachy. And Peachy does score. What a great try from Peachy. What a great try. Great play. Great entertainment.
And then, there's going to be an issue. And unfortunately for the West Tigers and the fans, That one's going to be taken away.
Brooks's kick, ricochet off a Manly player, and Peachy's there to ground it right out of the post, Tigers fans. And they won't take this one away. He goes across to Alloyer. Alloyer's over the line, but does he get the ball down? I think he might have, boys. He gets up play, claiming a try. And referee Adam G wastes no time. Gets it away to Tommy Turbo. He passes it back to nobody, but it's picked up by Lachlan Croker. Croker gets it away to Ben Trbojevic. Yes. And Benny Trbojevic gets another try. He's having a wow of a game. Gets the pass and comes out to Gildart. It's going to score.
Wow.
Yes.
Well done.
I've been waiting all year for it. Oliver Gildart scores. Play the ball. They go left to Foran. Throws a dummy. Holds it up and then gets it out to Ruben Garrick. And the Ruben man just rubs a little bit of salt into the wounds.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.